Welcome to Inmate Diaries, where we help to highlight the thoughts of those behind bars. Because as people, they matter.
Will Smith did exactly what he was supposed to do as a man and as a married man, protecting his wife. Chris Rock knew what he did and what he said was wrong. That's why he apologized and chose not to press charges and get everybody else in the business. That was an isolated incident between two grown men. Tighten up.
Hi, this is Lynn. And the Will Smith, Chris Rock situation was sort of a doozy because Will Smith is sort of in the role of protector, and his emotions is getting a little bit of the best of him in a situation where he should have been thinking with his head, not his heart. That's easier to be said than done when you're dealing with a family member that you love dearly. With that being said, I don't think he should have acted violently. That was a little bit too much heart instead of head. But while I don't condone it, I definitely understand it. I thought about it for a minute before I responded, because I thought about how people would have felt if it wasn't alopecia, but it was something more debilitating that his wife was going through when he made that joke. That's Chris Rock, that is. Would it have been considered as a joke? I think about, you know, the pain that his wife may have been going through as she struggles to try to hide it on probably America's biggest stage, and how that struggle was basically exploited for a joke. And the more I thought about it, it just felt like Chris Rock was using his platform to bully her, and probably that's how Will Smith exploded. So I do understand why Will Smith reacted the way he reacted. I just wish he didn't, because I do kind of hold him as a sort of a hero. I mean, one of his movies, Way to Happiness, is Pursuit of Happiness. That's like one of the best pictures of all time, like, for me. It shows what we can accomplish as human beings, you know, when we have massive struggle and massive deficit and just everything you could possibly imagine coming against you, and you overcome it for the pursuit of happiness. And to see him up there doing that, I've never seen him in that light. But I will say this, while I don't think he should have did what he did, I don't put him in a bracket of a bad person. But I do signal that every good person has had a bad act. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, it's me again, Mr. Neighborhood 6, you know, a.k.a. Durante Ragland, 140796, at Fremont Correctional Facility in Colorado, you know. I understand Will Smith, you know. I understand everything that he did that night. You just can't talk about my wife. You just can't talk about my significant other, my spouse, my girlfriend, my lady, my woman, whatever. You know, if you disrespect my woman, you disrespect me. You know, so I'm going to defend my woman regardless. If we at the Oscars, if we at church, if we, wherever we went, you know, everybody make it seem like it's Will Smith's fault for defending his wife. It wasn't Will Smith's fault. Will Smith was just the aggressor. And you can't blame him for being an aggressor when he was defending his wife, you know. Chris Rock instigated the situation. So you have to look at it from that point of view, you know. It was bogus. It was rude. It was disrespectful. And like I said, my wife, I love her more than anything in the world. Well, my soon-to-be wife, Mrs. Kaylee McCorkle. She's my soon-to-be wife, and I just know that if you disrespect her, I'm going to defend her to the best of my ability. And, you know, we're just going to leave it there. So I respect what Will Smith did. I do not respect what Chris Rock did because that was very disrespectful what he did. And everybody should look at it from that point of view. That's my opinion, you know. Regardless if it was at the Oscars or what, you got to defend your wife wherever you at, you know. So much love and respect out there to everybody. Y'all hold it down. Until next time.
Hey, yeah, I have saw it, the little Will Smith slap. It's funny that you guys are right on top of it, like the media, everybody's playing it, replaying it. Man, I was laughing so hard that I almost had to have the hospital come wheel me in because I was crying so hard that I couldn't even go to sleep last night. But yeah, this is a legendary liquid, 509-204-5896. That's 509-204-5896, the legendary liquid, a.k.a. Dixon Cookies. What I would have done if, man, for all that he, you know, everything that, it's funny, it's ironic that everything that, you know, a person can't take their own medicine because everything that Will Smith does, he shoots some kind of shot all the way from Uncle Phil to Carl 10, you know, all the way up to now to Bad Boys, the movie Hitch. He's always stupid. He can't even do a serious role in Pursuit of Happiness, nappy hair, whatever. For him to have, and you know that alopecia, that's, you know, Jada Pinkett was just making a statement. She got mad, so he got on stage and got mad. Even when the one dude that was photobombing had gave him a kiss on the red carpet a couple years ago, he didn't even hit him that hard. I mean, he slapped Chris Rock. He slapped the career out of Chris Rock. And if he hadn't been an A-list celebrity, guarantee you that he would have got handcuffs put on him. But, I mean, taking his Oscar or whatever, I don't know. I mean, but I'm going to say that, you know what I'm saying, you can't be no poor sport. You can't come and go to a basketball game and one dunking on everybody and doing all this and that. But the time you lose, now you want to shoot up the whole playground. You can't do that, you know, for you to be a comedian and him to be ironic. I mean, he smacked, you know what I'm saying, like I felt it in my face. I still got welts on my face. It was funny. They blocked it all off on the thing, you know what I'm saying? People thought it was a joke, but it wasn't. He really smacked this dude, said, man, keep my bald-headed wife's name out your mouth. Keep my bald-headed wife. I mean, what, she got leukemia? I'm going to say this about it, and then I got to go because of Tom on his phone, but hey, Will Smith, you know what I'm saying? Like you're the master shade thrower, and you got to be able to take your own medicine. And it ain't our fault that you know, trying to make a some kind of disease and, you know, to save face. It ain't our fault that she cut all of her hair off. Your daughter did too. She's whipping her ears back and forth or whatever. You know, it's your fault that you can't pull her by her hair. You got to pull her by her ears. Amber Rose and the rest of them, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I thought it was funny. I'm going to see you as a DVD of G.I. Jane, okay? But Will Smith, if I bet you wouldn't have did that to Suge Knight. You already know what would have happened. You would have been like at that Fat Burger scene. You remember, you wouldn't have did that to no... Hey, yeah, because I know you did something to, man, so somebody like me, the old me, yeah, it would have been pursuit of your undertaking. There ain't nothing left for any Chris Rock, man. I don't know, man. He might as well sign up for RuPaul Drag Race because Chris Rock is emasculated. He might as well transition. Chris Rock, if you're out there, transition. Put on the lipstick and mascara because it's over for you. I mean, he definitely slapped some titties and a Nicki Minaj booty on you. I gotta go. I'm still laughing about it.
Man, to me, it's pretty much simple. I mean, we got the right to say what we want to say, but you should be able to back up what you had to say, you know what I mean? So if you talk about a man's wife, or you talk about a man's people or his family, you should be able to defend what you're saying. If not, then the man got a right to defend what he, you know what I mean, he feels right. If you feel as though he's going to slap the shit out of you because you feel it, because you want to be disrespectful, that's what it is. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is. You shouldn't be disrespectful to nobody's people. That's just what it is. That's how I feel about the Chris Rock and Will Smith situation. For real, for real, I don't even care. They don't need one of them niggas pay my bills.
Yeah, on the Will Smith and Chris Rock incident, I think it was poor judgment on Will Smith. You know, it was a lapse of judgment, you know. He responded emotionally and not, you know, taking the objective and looking at it, just, you know, it was just a joke, you know. Or if he did feel, you know, upset about it, it was something he could have waited and talked to him, and, you know, in the back. You know, I just think it was a lack of judgment. You know, he was at the height of his, you know, his career right here. You know.
My thoughts on the Will Smith thing with Chris Rock, well, it's really their business, so, you know, they should have kept it to the streets and, you know, dealt with any problems they had by on the streets. But Will Smith should have handled a lot better and explained to Chris Rock. Well, that's his wife, man. You don't make jokes about that, about her. You know, she's going through something right now, and she shouldn't really be going through it alone. Everybody should be supporting people, you know, who got problems like she does. It's just mean to make fun of people. You know, I understand Chris Rock's a comedian and all, but, you know, sometimes he makes the wrong jokes about the wrong people.
What Will Smith done was unacceptable. It's one way to defend your wife. He could have done that in a better, more tasteful play. Doing it on live national TV in front of millions and millions, putting your hands on another man, putting your hands on any person is unacceptable at all stages of life. Will Smith was totally wrong, but he was right to a certain degree. He had the right idea, but his course of action was totally 100% wrong. Thank you.
Hey again, this is Robert Mejia, self-published author of The Shadows That Write on Lulu.com. I think the whole fiasco, disaster, drama with between Chris Rock and Will Smith was ridiculous. It was kind of insane, and hopefully that never happens again. Hopefully they can get that whole issue resolved. That was very disrespectful for him to slap him in the face, and he should have really controlled his... manage his temper better. So, but it's a good learning lesson to manage our anger.
I think that whole Chris Rock thing was staged and phony. For one, if Will Smith was standing up for his girl, why did he laugh at first and then not get pissed off until he looked at his wife's face? If he was sticking up for her honor, he should have just jumped up right when he made the comment and smacked him, not bitch slapped him, for one.
Second, like this, the Will Smith and Chris Rock situation. First, I must say that Chris Rock's handling of the whole situation is very admirable, because if he decided to fight back against Will Smith, that would have been an ugly scene for us as a race, as being a black person, because like my mother used to always say, never show out in front of white people and give them an excuse to uphold their stereotypes against us. So the way that Chris Rock was able to not fight back, and then at the same time go back and perform his duty as a presentator, is very, very professional. So I think as a race, as a black man, I'm proud that he was able to stand his ground and make us look good on TV. And as for Will Smith, obviously, he has some other personal things going on with his life that I hope that he's...
Well, obviously, Will Smith needs some therapy, right? And, you know, I mean, it's a joke, right? I mean, to get up there, though, but they expect black men to be... a violent, you know what I'm saying? But if it was a white person, if Chris Rock was white, Will Smith would have been arrested by now. You know, whether person wants to press charges or not. But that just goes to show, all in all, how the wealthy get away with things that the average folk don't. You know what I'm saying? The elite. Will Smith is worth $350 million, so, you know.